We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
You want to turn my mic on?
Yo, start it over from the top, yo.
From the top. You do this every morning.
That's my fault.
You can't just turn my mic on, bro?
It's confusing.
What I do to you?
It's confusing.
Good morning, USA.
Yo. Good morning, Angela Yee. Okay. Gentlemen to God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. I don't know where Yee's at.
Who gonna swing on drum for messing up y'all microphones this morning? He know better than to have my microphone messed up.
Y'all gotta get it together, first of all.
Okay? Oh, what you mean? Us? You're the board op.
No, you guys are in here one day. You're out the next day. Andrew,
hey,
he's nowhere to be found.
Hey,
Relax.
Wow.
It's a lot of pressure.
This
okay?
isn't get it off your chest yet.
I know, right? I walked in, he said, is that a banana in your pocket?
I did not say that.
Yes, it is a banana. It's a real banana.
Guys, too early for the flirt.
Yeah, and that's not for everybody. That's what he said.
What's wrong with you guys?
Listen, we have workplace harassment rules in place for you Me Tooers, right? Stop Me Tooing each other, guys.
Now, I don't know where Yee is. Yee's supposed to be quarantining. She was on vacation. She was supposed to quarantine for 14 days. I looked on her story, and she was furniture shopping yesterday. So I don't know what type of quarantine she's doing.
Well, I don't want to hear her talk about Donald Trump at all, then. Donald Trump out there being a super spreader, clearly she is too.
Goodness gracious.
Unless she had the test that came up negative that we don't know about. All right?
Yeah, but, you know, it still takes, what, 3, 4 days, 5 days before it could actually it's in your system. So I seen her out and about. I was like, look at that. She's out and about.
Listen, are y'all at the age yet where y'all squint to hear better?
I'm not that old.
No.
I'm old like you.
Okay.
Man.
No.
I was with a friend the other day. We were both squinting to hear each other.
Squinting to hear each other.
And then she grabbed her glasses and put them on to hear me. I said, oh, you deaf.
You deaf.
I wonder if that's just a thing. Is that just me?
I don't know. I'm the only person squinting to hear better now.
Yes,
that is you. I do turn down the music when I'm lost. I don't know what that does.
Oh, we've been doing that.
I turn the music all the way down when I'm lost. I don't know why. I don't know if that's going to affect or help anything.
That don't have nothing to do with age. You turn the music down so you can hear yourself think better.
Mm. Oh, that's what it is.
That's all that is. You got to hear yourself think better.
That's what it is. Okay, well, we got a message from me. She says, I can't hear myself.
Let's see.
Well, we can't hear you. You there?
I can hear myself. I said,
go.
I can hear. Abby, can you read? It says, I can hear myself.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well,
He didn't turn my mic on.
This show is trash. Let's go back home.
If Angela would have squinted, she could have heard herself. She could have heard all of us if she had just squinted a little bit.
No. I heard all of you. I was talking. I could hear myself. John almost never turned my mic on.
No, he never really turned your mic on. I've seen every mic he turned on.
Oh, my God.
You did not turn that one on right there.
You just got there. Let's not play.
No, it's not.
Hey, yo, start this bum-ass show, please.
I've been sitting here on camera on Revolt this whole time trying to talk.
What are you doing, Drum?
It was, y'all are not going to put this on
camera. Jamos, I'm going to tell you something. Just take accountability.
Oh, my God.
I was here. I did my part. You messed up.
A lot of sexual tension between you and Envy this morning.
No, he just keeps messing up.
Is that true?
What do we got today? What's on the docket? Let's get the show cracking.
What we got front page news? What are we talking about? Let's get this show cracking.
Yeah, let's start with Kenneth Walker. That is Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. He did an interview with CBS This Morning, Gil King, and we'll tell you what he had to say about that night.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
Ah, boy. Did you at least wipe my mic down this morning, John?
That's not my job.
You didn't even turn my mic back on.
Yeah. Pause, bro.
Your mic is on.
You gonna ask a grown man to wipe your mic down. You don't know how to shake and wipe your damn self?
What the hell is going on today?
Tell me. I'm out for one day and y'all just at each other?
Let's get in some front page
Jesus
news.
Christ.
Now in Tuesday Night Football. That sounds so strange, man. All right, the Buffalo Bills lost to the Titans 42-16. What else we got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. Now, you know, he was in bed with her that night when the police barged in, knocked down the door, and shot and killed Breonna Taylor. Well, the police have been saying that they identified themselves before entering the apartment, and they also said they knocked on the door. They said they were the police. They said they waited 10 or 15 seconds, knocked again. They said they approached a third time, and it had been 45 seconds, if not a minute, before they finally said, let's go. Kenneth Walker has consistently, from the beginning, said a different story. Here's what he had to say on CBS This Morning.
Who did you think was at the door? If you're saying, who is it, who is it, and they're not answering.
I didn't have a clue. That's why I grabbed the gun. I mean, if it was the police at the door and they just said we're the police, me or Breonna didn't have a reason at all not to open the door and see what they wanted.
But did it ever cross your mind, a heavy knock like that, maybe it's the police?
That's why I never thought it was the police, because why would the police be coming here?
That's a very good question. You know, he said to me, if you heard a heavy knock at the door, would you think must be the police?
I don't know why folks act like they wouldn't have done the same exact thing if they were in Kenneth Walker's position. That's the whole point of having firearms. That's what the Second Amendment is for. Someone busts in your crib, runs up in your crib, you defend your crib.
Yeah, absolutely. If I don't hear his police and I hear the door open up and I know everybody is in the room that I'm in, yes, I'm letting all shots go at that door. Who the hell is coming in my door like that?
And that's a very
I think
great
the
answer.
Problem is that the police were telling a different story this whole time. And I think that's what the issue is. Kenneth Walker was there. He's saying nobody identified themselves. He's never committed a crime. He is a licensed gun owner. And somebody was knocking at the door. But the police have consistently been saying that they did identify themselves. And that's where I think the issue is that they're trying to tell a different story.
Well, his charges got dropped, so that's a beautiful thing. And also, too, man, he's right. Why would I be expecting the police? I'm not a criminal. Mm-hmm. I'm not committing no crimes. Why would I be expecting the police to be coming in?
Kicking down my door.
Like, why?
Mm-mm. All right, now, as we are getting ready for the final stretch in the campaign trail for Joe Biden and Donald Trump, former President Barack Obama will be hitting the campaign trail next week. They have not finalized his schedule, but they said some states under consideration for his appearances include Florida, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and more. Another thing that Joe Biden campaign has done, they launched their first ever battle rap ad.
Oh, my God. And what? Come on, man. This is the nonsense I be talking about.
Yes, so they use the Ultimate Rap League. That's who they joined forces with. God. And they have MC's DNA and Charlie Clips. Here's a piece of that.
You know why I don't vote? Because as a black man, I just feel like there's no hope. Our president telling people to go back to China, taking the coronavirus as a joke. And that's the part that frightened me. When you choose a president, it's supposed to be a knockout. Then why this situation doesn't entice me? If you got the answers to get me out this dark path, my brother, enlighten me.
We always telling each other to stay woke. That's why this time we gotta use our voice and you have to vote. The facts should show. Biden has a plan for African Americans. We're not dealing with your average Joe.
If battle rappers are doing that on their own, great. But the campaign going to them, asking them to do it is whack. Because all you have to do in order to really get black people engaged is to actually put an agenda on the table for black people. How about actually listening to what black people want and what black people need and make those type of policy commitments instead of giving us battle raps?
Well, imagine if you don't really watch the news, so you wouldn't even know that there was a plan on the table. Imagine you didn't go online to read the plan, but you do watch battle rap. And then you see your favorite battle rappers, DNA and Charlie Clips.
No.
I mean, yeah, and no. It wasn't like it was Joe Biden that approached them and said, let's do this.
If it's organic.
It was Kamau Marshall, who's the director of strategic communications.
No, come on.
I honestly didn't think it sounded bad.
If it's organic, yes. Yeah. But if it's not, that just seems like pandering. Like, I know I know how to get black people to listen. Let's go talk to the battle rappers.
It does sound a little pandering.
Come on.
I heard Joe Biden's going to Magic City this week and he's doing Stripper Fest. So
I'm in for that one, Joe Biden.
I'm sure these
artists wouldn't have done it if they also weren't for real supporting Joe Biden.
Joe Biden doesn't know. He knows nothing about battle rap.
Nothing.
He's pandering. His team probably said, hey, this is hot right now. Let's F with this for a little bit. Like I said, I'm sure they're going to do a stripper fest soon, too. So
Kamau, you know what you need to be doing, Kamau, since you want to be strategic? You saw Donald Trump had a virtual rally on Rush Limbaugh's show for 2 hours. How about, get Senator Harris and Joe Biden to come do that? I don't know. Maybe the Breakfast Club. Donald Trump talks to his base directly via radio. Why don't you talk to yours directly via radio? Instead of doing battle raps. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, that's your front page news.
I'm kind of good on him, though, man. I'll be honest. I'm telling the truth. I'm kind of good on him.
Listen, here's the thing. Biden is definitely an average Joe. Joe Biden has the opportunity to be as progressive in regards to black issues as Lyndon B. Johnson was. I don't know if he will, but I don't believe in Joe Biden, but I do believe in us, and I believe in people on the ground, like Until Freedom. I believe in people like us in the media to keep pushing the line and holding Biden and all the Democrats nationally and locally accountable if we get them in on November 3rd. So, you know, that's my take on it.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, good morning, Envy. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
Hey, what up?
Yo, what's going on, man? Hey.
What's up?
I want to talk about all these parents, right, that are wondering, speculating if they're going to send their kids trick-or-treating for Halloween. Like, come on. This is the reason why everything is spreading. Like, what are we prioritizing here? Like, you got your kids and you're sacrificing their health and changes. I don't get it. Like, there's a big thing going on about all these parents wanting to send their kids out for Halloween trick-or-treating. And there's a virus going on. Like, this shouldn't even be an issue.
Well, listen, in their defense, Halloween is very mass-friendly.
So you would be following coronavirus protocol.
They said those masks are not good enough to block COVID. They already have. But I get it. You know, parents, you know, it's a tough decision for parents. Kids look forward to trick-or-treating, so they're trying to do
it's
it
really
as safe
not
as
a
possible.
Tough decision.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's not tough.
It is. A tough decision. Your child is not going to, like, literally die if he doesn't have Halloween. He's going to die if you make him go to Halloween. Like,
nah, but they're doing certain things where you might not have to do things. Like, for instance, I know my kid's school is actually doing trick-or-treating in different classes.
This is the reason why the virus is spreading in the first place. So we're afraid to be inconvenienced for a little bit.
Right, but you know they're doing safe things like I know my school is doing trick or treating where it's different. I think they're doing it in different classrooms, so kids go to classroom to trick or treat. But they're not going outside though.
Let me ask you a question, King. Let me ask you a question. If Donald Trump can have rallies, Cardi B can have birthday parties, people can celebrate Lakers wins outside of Staples Center, and it's all good. Why can't kids trick or treat?
Nah, they can't. They're not supposed to. That's why we having all this stuff going on now. I heard Envy talking yesterday. He's saying he's missing the party, he missed eating, and he missed going out. You know why? It's because those people are doing what they're doing. If we keep sending our kids out there to trick or treat, you're never going to be able to DJ in the club again.
Well, you know what? I wasn't even allowed to trick or treat when you were able to go out.
He couldn't leave her porch, man. He was stuck in a gate, so.
That's not true. I was definitely, by the time I got older, my parents wouldn't let me go trick-or-treating. It just wasn't safe like that.
No, we're missing the point here. This has nothing to do with your troubled childhood. Okay? This has to do with coronavirus.
I'm just saying, trick-or-treat is not the biggest deal in the world.
I said the same thing growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. I'm with you. I hated on everybody that was trick-or-treating. All
right. Damn.
One trick-or-treating.
You'll be fine.
We have all that as kids.
Guess what my favorite day was? My favorite day was November 1st, the day after when my dad bought me all the Halloween candy half price.
He bought you the stale candy?
Yo, who frying chicken early this morning?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Can you take us off speaker or take us off Bluetooth?
Oh, I'm not on Bluetooth.
Are you working in a train station?
Yes, I'm on the train. Listen, I've been trying for you to recognize the WNBA. You give out all of the scores, but you never do for the WNBA. And I want you to put some respect on Sue Bird's name.
The WNBA is not even in season.
The WNBA
finished. The Los Angeles Aces just...
I have been trying to get in touch with him since he's been giving out the scores for months. When the WNBA won their season on Tuesday, last Tuesday, he never gave them any props.
We did shout out the... Oh, maybe you didn't. I don't know if we shouted out the...
He did not.
No, we didn't shout out the WNBA.
Who did the Aces play?
The Aces played the Storm.
He never
did.
Storm. He never does.
Well,
I'm sorry.
What's your favorite team?
The New York Liberty.
What's your favorite team? What's your favorite team?
Mine is the New York Liberty.
Because he said that.
My favorite team is the Las Vegas Aces because of Columbia, South Carolina's own Asia Wilson, WNBA MVP this year. Okay?
Well, my favorite player is Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi.
Asia Wilson will watch both of them.
Could you please, next year when the WNBA starts, please give them a shout-out, recognize them for whatever reason. You give the scores, but you never do for us.
We'll give the scores. I didn't even do baseball scores this year. They're in the middle of the playoffs. We only do the football and the basketball.
Baseball's trash.
But I will.
Ain't nobody on steroids.
Baseball is trash.
Trash. Ain't nobody on steroids.
Trash? You know what? Goodbye, mama.
Nobody on steroids. It's just not good as it used to be.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
The Dominican in the room disagrees.
If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes.
Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this iPhone Sim. Yo, what's good? Everybody good?
iPhone, you bugging, man. Look, you got a little cheddar, a little check.
Yo, instead of investing, I
looked at you
man,
and your girl online. Y'all had matching Rolexes, matching Gucci, Louis Vuitton.
Rolex
is
ticking crazy.
Car. You bugging.
Nah, bro, listen, bro. I got the repository list for PA.
Spell it.
I'm going down there next week. What happened?
Spell repository.
Man, I'm going down there, man, with the bread, and we're going to and we're going to the auction, and we're going to get these cribs, bro. I thought you was going to help me out.
I mean, but you told Mello I had to do it myself, so, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'll help guide you, but what car did you just buy, iPhone?
Man, I bought something that I can afford, man. Something that, you know,
what?
Crazy, Europe.
But you buy Europe?
Something nice, man.
But yo,
you buy
iPhone.
Why are you pressing him?
Because he just posted online. Yeah, you see all the Gucci and Rome he posted?
iPhone.
I see you, man. What's going on? How you been? How was everything?
What's up? Good. How are you? I seen you with your designer clothes too online.
iPhone Sims.
Oh, man. Oh,
you're
man.
Going to yes. jail. Okay?
What, bro?
PPP fraud. All right?
Bro.
You're going to jail.
Bro, my girl, bro, is... Listen, brother. I'm doing the right thing, bro. That's what happened. I told you a year ago, once, you know, I got down with the faithful male black community, everything was going to look up.
That is true.
So why gotta be going to jail, brother?
Because you are committing SBA and PPP fraud. Be honest.
SBA? Never. I wish I could get SBA. I would have been up.
Oh my goodness. iPhone, what kind of car did you buy, iPhone?
Bro, I bought something I can afford, man.
What is it, iPhone? You just bought Rolexes and Louis Vuitton and Gucci. What you buy?
Yo, bro, you sound bad. Yo, take all this off the air. Bye.
Nah, bro, you going to jail. PPP fraud.
iPhone is all right. Crazy. Hello, who's this?
This is Keymon. Keymon January. Louisville, Kentucky.
What?
His name is Keymon January. What up, brother? Get it off your chest.
What's up, Keymon?
What's up? I want everybody to know we will never get justice for Breonna alone. There's division within the black community. We got other black people criticizing black people for what they're doing and not doing. We all need to come together because we have division in our community. It's not going to bring justice to Breonna. Louisville, Kentucky, checking out.
Well, that's never going to happen that all of us are together because black people are not monolithic. But it doesn't matter. As long as the right people are together, the right black people are together, things will get done.
I get what he's saying. We need to be together regardless if we
agree
with each
other or not.
It's
never happened in the history of life.
We need to be fighting and killing each other.
Right. This is about right and wrong, and that was dead wrong.
We need to grind.
It's never happened in the history of life.
No matter how you feel about anything, I don't think any black person should feel like it was justified to kill Breonna Taylor.
I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I'm just telling him, like, there was
what?
Never...
That's not even an opinion. It wasn't justified. She didn't do anything.
I mean, you have people that will try to justify it because they look at different details of the case than we do. I mean, that's like life, though. I can look at Drom and see one thing, and we can look at Drom and see another. But that's my point. You will never have unity and group operation amongst all black people because black people are not monolithic, and that's just a ridiculous thing to even strive for.
I don't know. Her getting killed was wrong. I don't think there's any way you could look at it. She didn't commit a crime.
No, her getting killed was definitely wrong. There's no way that anybody could say other than that. But get it off your chest.
I think y'all missed the whole point of what I was saying. I'm not talking about Breonna Taylor. I'm talking
That's
about
what
just
he was
in general as black people.
I was just talking about black people that we should stick with each other. We shouldn't fight each other and shoot each other, whether we have a difference of opinion or not. But anyway, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about this press conference that happened yesterday. We'll tell you what artist has just talked about how he feels 30 years younger, and he also put out two new songs, and we'll give you a little preview.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Happy birthday to Usher, too. Today's Usher's birthday.
It's Usher's born day?
Yeah.
The GOAT? Drop on the clues bombs for Usher. I'm tired of y'all disrespecting Usher in these streets.
We're going to do a dope Usher mix later on.
Telling him who to compete with in verses as if there's anybody out there. No disrespect to Chris Brown and Justin Timberlake. It's just, y'all just not Usher.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Stevie Wonder.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, speaking of legends, Stevie Wonder had a new kidney. He had a kidney transplant last year. He said he feels 30 years younger after that. And he also announced that he is leaving Motown. So he's been on Motown forever. So that's a big deal. And he put out two new songs as well. So we actually have one of those songs for you right now. And this song is called Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate. It's a call to action with Rhapsody, Cordae, Chica, and Busta Rhymes.
Yo, say don't repeat her. Many years a slave, took notes from the Peter. You should marvel at the fighting. Feel like Anita, apologize. You denied my people, made our death legal.
Yeah,
we all paralegal, gotta defend ourselves when the laws ain't equal. Cops aim lethal, death in cathedrals. Bang, bang, boogie, you can die wearing a hoodie.
Alright, sometimes we gotta find our creative. I defeated Father Time, was raised by Mother Nature. In the projects, tenement walls, sudden withdrawals. A true rebel, it's easy to spot the government flaws.
Dropping the clues bombs for Rhapsody. Who's that? YBN Cordae?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. They get busy. By the way, telling me Stevie Wonder is leaving Motown is like telling me somebody died that I thought been dead. Who the hell thought Stevie Wonder was still on Motown?
I had no idea.
Why?
I had no clue.
I didn't know either.
Well, let's hear Stevie Wonder's part of the song as well.
You say you're sick and tired of us protesting. I say not time enough to make a change.
Okay.
Timeless talent, Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely.
Never forget the Breakfast Club had Stevie Wonder come sing a happy birthday to Senator Hillary Clinton when she was running for president in 2016. She didn't win, of course, but that was a great moment.
It was.
Well, Stevie Wonder also put out another song called Where Is Our Love Song. This is all under his new So What's the Fuss music label with Republic Records. All the proceeds from Where Is Our Love Song will be donated to Feeding America. You know, he was on Motown for 60 years. All right, now Oprah has surprised...
Since he was 10? Stevie Wonder's 70 years old. Wow. What kind of contract was that? How you signed for 60 years?
Well, maybe he didn't want to leave, and he probably kept on signing again.
He should get his master's back. I don't know if he got his master's.
I'm sure Stevie got his master's.
I hope he has his master's.
I can almost guarantee Stevie Wonder has his master's. Come on.
All right, now Oprah has surprised Texans. She did some get out the vote calls, and she's putting in a huge effort to get the vote out for November 3rd. She's cold calling people and making sure that they have a plan to cast their ballots.
Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey. It really is Oprah Winfrey.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer with Beto's group powered by people calling about the upcoming election. And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow.
Yes, it does. That's right.
On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being I'm never going to vote and 10 being I'm definitely voting, what number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m. actually.
Call me, Oprah. I'm going to be like, look, I would love to get to the polls, but I'm a little short on cash. Could you wire me $1 million right now so I can take some public transportation to the polls?
Mm-mm-mm.
And then you know what you're right, I'm sure you hear something like, well.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
She'll probably throw something in my cash app.
No, she ain't.
Not a million, but she'll give me something.
All right, Jussie Smollett is making his directorial debut. He's doing an adaptation of a 1994 novel called B-Boy Blues. It's a novel about gay culture within the hip-hop scene by James Earl Hardy.
Okay.
So they actually start filming this week. Okay. All right, Jada Pinkett Smith says she was mom-shamed because of how she raised Jaden and Willow. They weren't raised in the typical way. Here's what she had to say, of course, on Red Table Talk.
I have had my fair share of mom shaming.
Okay? Sure have.
I felt like me and Jaden were shunned. Like, they're too different. They're too weird.
Every one of us has mom shamed. Let's own it. More black mothers are shamed than any other group.
I've heard, are all those kids yours?
That's an insult.
Because of the pandemic, two-thirds of mommies are getting mommy shamed.
Who are you to tell me I'm raising my kids wrong just because I'm raising them different than you raise yours? Like, you should only mom shame someone if they are not raising their kids at all or if they are treating their kids horribly.
Abusive.
And in that case, it's not shaming. It's just you telling the truth and the person's feeling being hurt. But yeah, it's like, who are you to tell me that I'm raising my kids wrong?
Like, people do that all the time on social media. They'd be like, why are you holding the baby's head like that? Or like, everybody wants to chime in.
All the time.
Why would you pay that much for something for your kid? Why would you? People do that all the time.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Oh, all right. And Stevie Wonder, he definitely gained control over all of his masters in 1971.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Now we got front page news coming up.
Yes. And I know y'all want to hear about this, the iPhone 12, what you need to know about the iPhone 12 lineup.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's DJ Envy, and for 55 years, the General Insurance has been giving people affordable auto insurance with excellent customer service. Get custom coverage that's right for you and immediate proof of insurance. Call them at 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now in Tuesday Night Football, the Titans beat the Bills 42-16. All right, now, what else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about day two of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. That was yesterday, and a lot of things that happened. She declined to preview her views on abortion in Roe versus Wade. She also was questioned by Kamala Harris on the Affordable Care Act and what her agenda is there. Listen to this.
More than 9 million Americans have already voted, and millions more will vote while this illegitimate committee process is underway. A clear majority of Americans want whomever wins this election to fill this seat, and my Republican colleagues know that. Yet, they are deliberately defying the will of the people in their attempt to roll back the rights and protections provided under the Affordable Care Act. And if they succeed, it will result in millions of people losing access to health care at the worst possible time.
You really have to be a cruel and evil person to roll back a person's health care at a time like this. Same way I don't understand what's the holdup with the economic stimulus packages. You know people need money. Do right by those people. Like, it shouldn't be that difficult.
All right. Well, Amy Coney Barrett had this to say about policies and how she is not biased in any way.
I certainly hope that all members of the committee have more confidence in my integrity than to think that I would allow myself to be used as a pawn to decide this election for the American people. And so I promise you that if I were confirmed and if an election dispute arises, you know, both of which are ifs, that I would very seriously undertake that process, and I would consider every relevant factor. I can't commit to you right now, but I do assure you of my integrity, and I do assure you that I would take that question very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's not her fault. RBG passed away, and the people in power made a decision. They trying to push her through as they made her the nominee, and they trying to push her through. It's not her fault.
Now, and it's going to happen. Republicans are saying that they're confident that she will be confirmed. There's nothing magical that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that Democrats will be able to block her as a nominee. So,
I mean, that's because the Republicans are in the position of power to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. I mean, I don't know how they call the process illegitimate. Like, just because you don't like what someone is doing, does that make it illegitimate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if it was the other way around, the Republicans would be doing the same thing. All right, now, the iPhone 12, the company Democrats announced four... Democrats will be doing the same thing. All right, the iPhone 12, they have announced four new iPhones in a virtual event that happened yesterday. The iPhone 12, the iPhone 12 Pro, the iPhone 12 Pro Max, and a new smaller iPhone 12 Mini. All of these phones have 5G, so they can connect to the next generation high-speed wireless networks. Of course, they're going to be expensive. Now, they're available for pre-order on October 16th and in-store on October 23rd for the iPhone 12 and 12 Pro. For the iPhone 12 Mini and for the iPhone 12 Pro Max, you can pre-order those November 6th, and they'll be in stores on November 13th.
What happened to all those folks who were screaming that 5G causes coronavirus? Because I got a feeling that they're going to be in line for them goddamn iPhones that are full of 5G.
Man, I was outside... eating a couple of months ago, and this guy came up screaming about 5G and was like harassing me for literally 30 minutes and wouldn't go away. But the iPhone 12 will not come with free headphones, by the way. You know how you get your iPhone and the packaging, you get the charging brick, you get the headphones. They're not gonna have those at all.
So you don't get a charger either? Charging.
Nope.
That's crazy. And these things are
expensive.
And
you don't get those headphones. That's right. Imagine you pay $1,000 and then you still got to buy the charging brick and you still got to buy the headphones.
I don't even want that no more. I just want my phone to ring. I want my phone to ring and text. That's all. I'm cool on everything else. I really am. I don't need the camera. I don't really need social media. I just really want my phone to ring and text.
You don't want the camera?
No. No.
You carry a regular camera when your daughter goes cheerleading and all that? You don't take that? Like how you take pictures now? Because I don't carry a camera.
What happens when a Karen runs up on you and you want to film her?
Who does that? I don't do stuff like that.
You don't take pictures?
When have you ever seen me be the picture guy? I'm not the picture guy.
I mean, you don't post pictures, but don't you keep pictures for yourself when your daughter's cheerleading or you hugging a tree?
No.
You want to send to the family, maybe?
No.
You don't FaceTime your moms?
No.
You don't post pictures of your T-shirts if you're doing a promo?
Yeah. But I get somebody else to take them. I do. I always get somebody else to take it and send it to me, and then I post it on social.
This guy's crazy. So you FaceTime mom? No. Your daughter?
I call my mom.
You take a picture of yourself wearing a T-shirt?
Yeah, I'll do that.
No, I'm saying, like, if I am taking a picture of somebody, a T-shirt, it's because I'm promoting somebody else's T-shirt. Like, this morning, I'm wearing Angela Rye's T-shirt. We built this for free. So I'm definitely going to post this with the mask. You know what I mean?
Now, what if you don't have a camera?
My peoples.
What if a person doesn't have a phone and you want to ask somebody to take a picture?
You're gonna
now,
need
you don't
to,
have your camera.
You're going to need me to take your picture.
I guess what I'm simply telling you, simple-minded people, is
you
that
do want a phone.
I don't like distractions. I think that all of these phones are doing is taking away our time and our attention. And if you look at 90% of the stuff on your phone, do you use on a regular basis?
90%?
90%. Like, look at all the apps and everything else that you got on your phone. Do you use all of this stuff all the time?
I actually only have apps on my phone that I use.
See,
so
mine is connected to my kids' app, so I got all types of kids' games on here.
See what I'm saying?
But I do that to see what my kids are downloading, you know.
I don't even know what 90% of this stuff is. Like, my wife downloaded Life 360. I think that keeps tabs on you or something like that. It keeps tabs on the family. You can see where all the family members at.
Yeah, usually for elderly. Yeah, I have that for my parents.
I'm about to download that for my boyfriend's
with you.
I know that's not for elderly. You can see where all your kids at all times. You can see where you're at all times.
Well,
you should
fall,
have that, Envy. You have
up.
A family.
Yeah, but I have something on the app where it's called Share Your Location where I can tell where my kids are with the phone.
Yeah, we got that.
What if you fall, you can't get up, and you want to take a picture of yourself in a T-shirt on the ground?
By the way, if you fall and you can't get up and the first thing you're thinking about is taking a picture, that's the problem. that's what's wrong with us as a society.
Gotta take a picture of this T-shirt.
I just fell. So instead of calling 911 for help, let me take a picture of myself on the ground and post it to the gram and tell everybody, look at me, I just fell.
If you fall, I'm going to take a picture, then I'm going to call 911. I ain't going to lie.
But if you take the picture, that's fine. But that's our problem. That's our problem as a society.
What if you're getting harassed by the police and you want to go live so people can see what's happening?
I don't think that would be on my mind in that moment. To be honest with you,
I don't knock anybody who does it. For a lot of people, if you're nervous and you're scared,
it has. But I don't. As a black man, I wouldn't be reaching for my phone in that scenario.
You know, I thought about that this morning. I'm walking from the garage, right, and I had this banana in my pocket, right. Pause. And I was like,
what?
I'm like, if a cop sees me right now, sees this banana in my pocket, and think it's a gun, should I reach for my phone?
You would love to get stopped and frisked by a nice big cop, wouldn't you? Envy?
See, you take things too far. All right. That
well,
is
you
your
phone.
Is that a banana in your pocket?
Given your history, you probably think it was a dildo in your pocket.
Oh, drum. Drop on the clues bomb for drum. Come coming in bottom of the ninth inning. hitting a single to get us a run.
He always comes down through the bottom. He always comes in the bottom. All right.
No banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I can't even be real and honest with you guys. You know what? Forget it.
Phones are distracting, though. I don't care what y'all say. I don't need my phone doing all this complicated stuff no more. I want my phone to be as simple as possible nowadays.
All right. So is that the topic we're talking about today? Phones, huh? What do we want from our phones? 800-585-1051. The new iPhone 12 is coming out.
Oh, God.
Charlamagne says he just wants it to ring and text. He don't want anything else on there. He don't care about the internet. He don't care about the camera.
Have y'all not watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix yet? Oh, my God. Please. Nah. Have you ever read Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport? Please do.
What do you want on your phone? I have so many things on my phone. Of course, I got my bike app where I ride. I got Eventbrite where I do a lot of my events. I got so many different things. I got my Tidal app on here to listen to music. I got Cash app to, you know, get some bread. I got all my banking apps on here. Yeah, I need my phone to do more than just text and call.
Definitely need that.
All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. What do you want on your phone? Do you just want a regular degular phone? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, Angela Yee told us about the iPhone 12, which is coming out in the next, 30 days or something?
Mm-hmm. You can pre-order, yeah.
Yeah, you can pre-order. So we were asking 800-585-1051. Charlamagne says he only wants his phone to call and text.
Yeah, I'm not interested in all the bells and whistles. I want my phone to ring. I want my phone to text. All that other stuff is a distraction. I average 4 hours and 27 minutes of screen time a day. I refuse to let these people have my mind and my time. I don't live in my phone. I'm too busy enjoying the moment. And my oldest daughter has a phone, and I limit her consumption of it as well, because those smartphones are breeding dumb people. And I encourage everybody to watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix or read Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport, and you will really understand how addictive these cell phones are.
Yeah, I use my phone about 6 to 7 hours a day.
Whoa, you guys use your phone a lot a day.
I'm going to tell you why, though. Check your screen time.
I did. My phone is about 2.5 hours a day.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Because I don't use my phone all day.
I use the Waze app when I drive to work every morning. So that's 45 minutes to an hour coming and 45 minutes to an hour going back home. I use the Waze app because the Waze app helps me with traffic. It helps me with police on the road. So I definitely use that app each and every day. And then when I ride my bike, I use all my apps for riding, which is Strava or the Relive app. So I use my apps. So
I get a lot of texts. That I do. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of texts. Like right now, I literally have 516 unread text messages.
Goodness gracious.
So I get a lot of text messages.
So I mean, I use my app a lot. I do a lot of events, so I use the Eventbrite app to check on what's going on. I also use my apps for my cars to start my cars to make sure my cars are warm. I always check the cameras on my app to make sure the houses are good that I own. So I use my apps for everything.
Yeah, I think it's important to have these apps. Like, truthfully, I check my phone when I'm at home and I'm not doing, like, work and doing the Breakfast Club. I probably put my phone down and check it, like, every 2 hours.
Yeah, but apps are very addictive, too. And, like, you know, when you read these stories about how app developers keep us addicted to our smartphones, and, like, I remember when you read Digital Minimalism, there was this whistleblower in Silicon Valley who spoke just like a whistleblower did in the tobacco industry 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's literally the same type of process that keeps you addicted to your phone, that keeps you addicted to cigarettes.
And yeah, I don't have a lot of apps on my phone, but I do use my phone for things like booking flights, booking rooms, ordering food. I have all of those apps on here. Of course, I use Instagram and Twitter, WhatsApp.
Yeah, but I also use FaceTime. Like, you know, because of COVID, I can't see my parents the way that I want to see my parents. So I FaceTime them 2-3 times a day just to speak to them so the kids can say hi and we have conversations. And we do normal stuff what we would do in person, but I talk to them over FaceTime because I can't go see them. I'm out and about. My kids go to school. So I don't want to go to my parents' house or have my parents come to my house and possibly get coronavirus.
I'm with you.
I use the FaceTime a lot.
I wouldn't want a phone that only makes phone calls. Yeah.
I do. And I just don't want to be a junkie because social media apps are deliberately addictive. And when you watch these, you know, shows like Social Dilemma or read books like, you know, Digital Minimalism, you realize the people that create these apps and create these phones don't even let their kids use them. Like, purposely. Mm-hmm. Like, purposely don't let their kids use them. But they'll feed them to our kids. It's like, I can't do it. I want it to ring, text, and that's it.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from South Florida.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? We're talking about phone use and what you would want on your phone, bro.
Yeah, man. I would say I just really want the phone texting, like to call people, texting, podcasts and music, man. It's just too much. I'm 27. A lot of people in my age group, we just kind of just, everybody be on the phone, you know, even though we're supposed to be social distancing. I'm be out with some people. And people just be stuck on their phone, man. It's ridiculous nowadays.
Y'all would have hated Tupac Keep Your Head Up in this generation. Okay, y'all can't stop. That's probably one of the least scream songs.
Yeah.
Because Pac is telling you to keep your head up. All y'all do is keep your heads down.
Thank you, brother.
Trust me.
But that Waze app, I stay on Waze app. Even if I know where I'm going, I have the Waze app on in my car. It guides me. It helps me with potholes.
Your car don't have navigation?
Yeah, but Waze tells you about traffic. If there's traffic, it'll give you an alternative route. It tells you about potholes. If there's potholes on the road.
Got you.
It'll tell you about police on the road. It tells you everything about what's going on with Waze. So why I always use Waze, regardless of where I'm going. All right, let's go to another line. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Tim? Tim from Jersey, what's good?
What's up,
bro? What's up, Chin? Why they call you Chin?
Tim with a T, Charlamagne. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, Tim. Okay.
Oh, Tim. I thought he said Chin, too. So we're talking about your iPhone or your phone. You know, you have a lot of apps on your phone. How do you use your phone, bro?
Yeah, I'll just use the basic Instagram, Snapchat, you know, just that.
That's a lot, though. Check your screen time. Facebook. What's your screen time,
yeah,
King?
Right.
Look at your screen time. What's your screen time?
I'm driving right now. That's not safe. But...
Yeah, don't look at your screen time right now.
Why? You're texting driving the other time. You post on Instagram and driving the other time. Why can't you?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
I feel like with the phone, it all has the same shit. We should need an indestructible charger. These shits break all the time. Come on.
They do that on purpose, though.
They do, so we can buy it again. But in the new 5G... Listen, man, you better watch out for that. That's
the
new thing.
Oh, my
goodness. Here we go.
You got 5G on your phone right now.
And Angela, you're promoting out here on the commercial, shorty. Come on. You know what's coming up next.
What's next? 6G? I don't know. What's next?
You know what's coming up next. That's all I can say. They're going to come get me. Yo, have a nice day. Hi, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
What's up, my boy?
All right, King.
Okay, they're going to come get them. 800-585-1051. We're talking about phones. All right, the new iPhone 12 is coming out in less than 30 days, and we're asking, you know, what do you want on your phone? Charlamagne said he just wants phone and text. I need more than that. I need my apps because I do so many different things on this phone. So let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the new iPhone 12 is coming out. Now, Charlamagne says he just wants the phone to text and call.
I just want my phone. I want to be able to call people. I want people to be able to call me. I want to be able to text people. And that's it. I don't need all the other bells and whistles. Now, there is apps I do like on my phone. Like, I listen to podcasts. So I got the podcast app. I listen to Tidal, so I have the Tidal app. Music and podcasts is different. Everything else, I don't necessarily think I need.
All right, well, yeah, and I mean, I like my apps. There's a lot of apps that I use, and I continue to use every single day. I use the damn weather app every day to check the weather. I use, like I said, the Waze app, which helps me out a lot. I use, of course, all the banking apps, and even for my daughter that's in college right now, I get to check to see how much, if she needs more money for food or whatever she needs.
You don't think you're giving that phone too much power, though? Because what happens when you lose your phone? You know what I'm saying?
I get another one.
Like, what happens if somebody steals your phone?
I have two phones. I have two phones.
Yeah, I get another phone.
Well, everybody can't afford two phones. I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like we should give, that phone that much power. You know what I mean?
I have my period tracker on my phone, so I know when my period's coming. I have Park NYC, so I can pay for parking using my phone app instead of having to use my credit card every time.
That's a goddamn shame. First of all, you've had your period for a long time, okay? You do not need a period tracker on your phone, ye. To know when your period
actually,
is coming.
I'm gonna tell you why, because then you know when you're ovulating, you know exactly what day to expect it. There's no surprises. As women, sometimes you forget. And then it also keeps track of, like, if you don't get it every 28 days, some people get it like you know, a couple of days off. So it's just
so you
good
need
to
your
know.
Phone to know when your period's coming on now?
Yeah, it helps.
You've had
and the other thing we use the phone
you got a
for.
Phone.
But everybody has a different type. And sometimes our schedule changes. Like if you go on vacation, you're around other women. And so you're like, man, I usually get it this time, but now I'm getting it this time.
But I would follow my wife's period if I was trying to have a baby. Then we follow to know what day.
Yeah, if you're trying to have a baby, that's
maybe,
a good.
Mm-hmm. You know, mind your business, Charlamagne.
I've always had period tracker on my phone.
All I'm saying
is pretty handy. And we have cameras for the juice bar on the phone, so I can see what's happening at the juice bar.
But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Brooklyn. Peace,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I know
where
you
from?
Ain't got no app on your phone.
Let me tell you something. I agree with all of y'all to a certain extent. I think with Charlamagne the God, it's an age factor, man. After a while, you don't need all these apps on your phone. I just need my phone to ring, check with my family.
Word.
But then, as the media is changing, you need some news app, you need games, you need this, you need that. After a while, you kind of become a hoarder on your own phone.
Yep.
And I think what makes it worse is that the phone companies, they know that they want to keep us on the phone where now they tell us how much time we spend on our phones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So it gets to a certain point that you get to the same age, I just need to get ahead and make a phone call, check on my family, and I'm good.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, man. I tell you, I like the FaceTime, though. I'm able to see my mother. I'm able to see my dad.
That's actually my least favorite feature. I hate FaceTime. I'm like, why are you?
I use FaceTime with my mom and my dad and my daughter. When people FaceTime me, I don't answer FaceTime.
Mm-mm.
Don't phone shame him.
Mm-mm. My kids love it for their grandparents. I get it. But me, I'm like, I don't know.
Nah, I love it. I get to see my daughter every day.
Calling the landline.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Madeline.
Hey, good morning, Allie. We're talking your phone. What do you just want a basic phone or you need those apps?
Before I answer that question, I have to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm thoroughly entertained on my 1 hour drive to work.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Love you back.
You guys need to pay Charlamagne more for Donkey of the Day because that's a work of art.
Well,
there
thank
you.
You
all need to leave Donkey alone.
Okay.
Do you listen on the app?
No, I don't listen on the app. I listen on my radio.
So what do you think about the app?
I did watch Social Dilemma to talk about what Charlamagne was saying, and I think it's all a fraud. We really need to get off of these phones, and I'll take it a step back and say we don't need any cell phones.
Nah, I'm not going to go that far. Why do you think we don't need a cell phone?
Nah, I thought you was good when you said Charlamagne was raised, but now you say we don't need phones. I don't know about that one.
Well, I'm talking to you guys, but I don't like to be easily accessed. I don't like people calling me 24/7, knowing where I'm at.
So how do you get messages to your parents or your mom? What you do is pigeons? Like, how do you get messages around?
There's payphones. There's landlines.
I am not touching no nasty-ass payphone during COVID.
Well, there's landlines. You can use landlines.
True.
What about if you get in a car accident right now? Like, how are you going to call for help?
How did we call for help back in the day?
That is very true. My homeboy, Shane Gandy, dead. God bless the dead. He was 21 years old. He was from West Virginia. He never had a cell phone. He used to call it a space box. And he used to always, his memory used to be crazy. Because he could just, that's all he had. He didn't use GPS. He didn't use navigation. So he just knew where he was going at all times. And I remember when he came to New York, he walked to New York one time and knew exactly where to go. And he was from all the way from West Virginia.
You rely on phones way too much now.
I agree.
Now, I ain't going that far, Mama, but thank you. You have a good one.
Have you ever thought about back in the day, how did you know how to get to somebody's house?
Map.
Not even just a map. It was descriptive. You'd be like, yo, you're going to come down this road, you're going to see a tree on the right-hand side.
Right.
Then you're going to see a purple mailbox, and when you get to that purple mailbox, you make a left. Like, that's the type of stuff that keeps your brain, like, sharp and quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll keep my phone.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm keep my phone. I used to hate the days of MapQuest. Then you miss your exit. You got to go back to the MapQuest to figure out where you're going. Nah, B, nah. All right, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is do what works for you, but just know that these apps are deliberately addictive. So you a junkie.
All right.
we're all junkies.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and some nudes have leaked, and we'll tell you whose nudes they are and what you had to say about them. But there might be some positive news coming soon. We'll tell you what that is.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, a couple of days ago, a young lady called. Her name was Pinkus. And she was going through some problems. Let's flash back.
So I've been out of work since April. And
I was already with my job living paycheck to paycheck. So without those paychecks, it's really kind of been hard. And it seems like bad stuff just keeps happening. But things have just been getting like worse and worse. My floor in my kitchen has a huge hole in it and fell apart. My front door, it won't open, so we have to go through the back door. My car broke down.
Damn. You got it. First of all, I want you to breathe for a second.
I know
right now it feels like the world, the sky is falling. I know you're probably dealing with anxiety, slight depression, all types of stuff right now. I promise you, this will not last.
We said we would help her out on air. We gave her Cash App out, and she's on the line right now. Are you here, Pink Kiss?
I am, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Pink Kiss.
What's happening, Queen?
So how is everything going now? You called the other day, and just tell the people why you called and what's going on now.
Good morning. So, yeah, I've really been trying to get through for a while. But when you guys gave out my Cash App, which I wasn't expecting, several people actually donated, and I was really surprised by that. So I just was really trying to press to call so that I can say, I said I wasn't going to cry, so I can say thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I said I wasn't going to cry. So I just really wanted to say thank you to each and every person that took from their household to give to mine. Because of that, I was able to do a few things that I wasn't able to do for months. Mm-hmm. And I'm just eternally grateful. And I want everyone to know, no matter how much you gave, I am so grateful and I'm so appreciative. And all of your kind words and your prayers, it touched me more than words can express. I'm just so happy, and I'm just saying thank you because nobody had to take from their house to give to mine. I'm a complete stranger. Like, they don't know me, and they did anyway. So I'm just like, thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you, Pink Kiss, and as my man Killer Mike always says, if everybody does a little, nobody has to do a lot. So we are happy that we could be a blessing to you.
And it was. And I also thank the gentleman that answered. I'm not sure who answered, but I appreciate you answering to give me this opportunity because I just really wanted everybody to know that from my heart, I'm thankful.
His name is Dan. He donated nothing. You don't have to thank him. Okay.
That's Dan. Now, Dan answered the phone. Thank you so much, Mama.
I definitely donated.
And you sound so much better, and I'm glad that you're doing better. And continue to keep your head up, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Pink Kiss.
I'm telling you, it don't cost you nothing to be nice to people. You know what I'm saying? Pink Kiss called in. She was having a little financial problems. I donate a couple dollars. Give a shout out on the air. Tell a couple other people to donate some dollars.
That's right.
And, you know, you never know. I don't know how much she got.
I don't know either, but
clearly,
you know,
she's happy about it.
Some money. Even if everybody donated $20, it helped her in her problems and it helped her what she needed. So, Pink Kiss, you know, I'm glad that everything worked out and, you know, continue to keep your head up. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Ryan Henry and his best friend who is now speaking out and talking about what happened with Ryan Henry from Black Ink Chicago, allegedly sleeping with his child's mother.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, no!
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him!
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Woo, well, Cardi B, some nudes leaked, and it's all her own fault, she admits. Here's what she had to say.
Lord, why the f*** you have to make me so f***ing stupid and retarded? Why? You know what? I'm never going to beat myself up about it. This is what it is. S*** happened. It's not even the first time. I mean, I used to f*** be a stripper, so whatever.
She's right. I mean, she says she used to be a stripper, so whatever. But how do you accidentally leak your nudes?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened.
She's going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
I'm laying in bed, right? And I'm telling Offset, yo, on camera, it looks slow. Let me show you. So I'm taking the picture, and then I press, and I'm seeing that it's loading. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Offset. Oh, my God. 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 The picture's loading. And he's like, what? So I turn off my phone so it won't load. And I'm like, yo, check if the picture posted. He's like, yo, you posted that picture of the
Now, I can't lie. Now, I was squinting the hair the whole time.
I was going to tell you.
I was squinting the hair.
Her phone was muffled, so when she recorded the video, she probably had it on a pillow so you couldn't hear what she was saying.
Okay.
So what she did was, and I've done this before, when you went to send out a text or you went to send something out, you figure if I turn the phone off, I did this before. I think I went to send a text out to somebody, and I sent the text to the wrong person.
Who got Rashawn's nudes?
Anyway.
Who got Envy's nudes?
Had nothing to do with Envy
nudes. Envy got little nipples everywhere.
Right? My big nipples everywhere. But anyway, so when you try to turn the phone off,
sorry,
so you think if you turn the phone off, it doesn't go through. And that's what she did. So she turned the phone off, and then it did go through. But now she's trying to turn the phone back on and delete it. And you know, sometimes it takes a minute to turn the phone back on, so she couldn't delete it in time, but she didn't.
Let me find my glasses so I can put my glasses on to hear you better. Because are you telling me that there's nudes out there?
I didn't say it was nudes, you idiot.
That's all you heard?
That's all you heard?
Yes.
You said the same thing happened to you.
You said the same thing happened to you. That's exactly.
I said sending a message out, and you try to turn the phone off so the message doesn't go out, but not sending nudes. I said the text message
out. But don't say the same thing happened to you then. Same thing didn't happen to you.
You just want my nudes, bro.
Cardi responded to the backlash that she got about her nipples. Here's what she said.
My big salami nipple was just all over the internet. Like, for 30 minutes, I was mad. But then again, I'm like, whatever. Because, I don't know, like, when I started hosting, I used to show my boobs all the time because I was a stripper. Like, a lot of people talking because I got some big-ass nipples. But that just came with motherhood, yo. Like, I swear to God, like, my daughter really stretched out my nipples, but it's all right because at least she didn't stretch out my hole.
I'm really squinting to hear her now. Okay, so long nipples is what I'm getting from this.
No, she didn't say long nipples.
What'd she
said salami nipples. She said her nipples got stretched out when she had the baby and she was breastfeeding.
Gotcha.
But she said her punani is good because she takes care of that. She bleaches it and lasers it.
Let me guess, Envy, the same thing happened to you.
Yes, it does. I laser mine and I bleach it, so my punani is good.
All right. Well, the rumor is also that there could be a Cardi B and Nicki Minaj collaboration coming. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
But that's what everybody is trying to say. All right, Cardi posted, since you're mad, I'm going to give you something to be mad about. This next single and collab going to have you sick since you're here. Now, I kind of feel like that could happen.
By the way, that would be phenomenal. I would love to see those two women, you know, put their differences aside. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I think it would be great.
I think it would be great.
Be
I just
dope.
Don't think it could. I don't know if it would happen. Like, they really, well, I know.
And they should
put
Megan
like
Thee Stallion
other.
On it since they both had number one songs just now with Megan Thee Stallion. That'd be dope.
I think it would be great if they did that.
I'd love to hear it.
All right. And by the way, speaking of new music, Drake is putting the finishing touches on his album, Certified Lover Boy. They're saying that could be coming out sometime really soon, within the next month or so. So I'm sure y'all be hype to hear some new Drake, right?
Yep.
Not really.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Why not? Sheesh. All right.
Okay.
What are you giving a donkey to today?
Donkey of the day is going to a Texas man named Andrew Beard. As if black men didn't have enough targets on their back. We'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death in a matter of minutes. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child is unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. You may be the only thing between the child's life and death.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 14th, goes to a Texas man named Andrew Beard. Now, listen, when you are a black man in America, you are automatically stereotyped as threatening and dangerous, okay? It is what it is. Let's not act like that stereotype isn't ingrained in American culture. The black man is considered a threat the same way snakes are, okay? It's been so many studies done where white participants reveal biased attention towards black faces relative to white faces. And guess what? People take advantage of that fear all the time, especially in the criminal justice system. Black men in front of that judge, black men in front of that jury get thrown under the jail for offenses white folks get little to no time for. We know this. Okay, let's not act clueless here. Well, Andrew Beard took the fear that America has of black men to another level. See, Andrew Beard is currently in jail on a $1 million bond, charged with murder. But he tried to get away with it. Would you like to know how? Let's go to KDFW Fox 4 for the report, please.
A man is in jail on a murder charge accused of killing the mother of his toddler when she was trying to go to work. Carrollton police say Andrew Charles Beard shot Alyssa Burkett in the head and stabbed her multiple times.
Burkett's family told investigators that Beard and their daughter were in a contentious child custody battle. Police records show detectives searched Beard's home and found tracking devices, the same type found on Burkett's vehicle. Trash bags with work boots cut into pieces and doused with bleach. A kitchen knife. They also found what they believe to be the vehicle used in the attack near the suspect's home. They recovered a dark-colored hair with what appeared to be dried blood on it. But two witnesses described the suspect as a black male. While detectives searching the vehicle also found a dark-colored prosthetic beard with what appeared to be brown makeup stains on it. Inside his home, they found two bottles of dark brown liquid foundation makeup, along with partially burned makeup wipes with brown residue on them. It's possible the suspect tried to appear African-American.
Didn't we tell y'all white folks about wearing blackface? You out here committing felonies in Fenty? Okay, Andrew thought he could wear blackface, put on a fake beard, some makeup, pretend to be black, and get away with murder? Think about that. Kill a woman, and then bystanders say it was a black man because you decided to put on blackface. What do you think that does to law enforcement who already have black men listed as public enemy number one? Black men are already getting profiled, already getting harassed. We are already pulled over at a higher rate than white folks. What do you think happens to black people when they think that a black murder suspect is on the loose in a city? Lord have mercy. I don't know why they call white lies little. Okay, I've never seen a little white lie in my life. All white lies are huge and have consequences. Black lives don't matter as much as white lies do, okay? And those white lies get black lives killed. We've seen it over and over and over again. Emmett Till is dead because of a white lie. Remember that woman in Michigan who falsely claimed that a group of black men kidnapped, beat, and raped her? White lie. We all remember Amanda Knox accusing a black man of murder, a murder she was initially convicted of. White lie. Whatever stereotypes you believe about black people, okay, cause you to believe that black people are the ones committing these crimes just because a white person says so. And what's so interesting to me about all of this is how come the white folks who lie actually commit these crimes and blame them on us? How are they never stereotyped as dangerous? How are they not perceived as a threat? How does a society historically lie on us, oppress us, and kill us, but convince people that we're the problem? We're the dangerous ones? Inquiring black minds would like to know. Please let Remy Ma give Andrew Beard the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Kiana.
Hey, Kiana. What's your question for Ye?
Well, I've been trying to reach you guys for months. I'm calling from Minnesota. I've emailed you guys. I've messaged on Instagram. I'm so happy to be on the line with you guys right now. So my situation is this. I'm a black female. I'm 40. I live in Minnesota, like I said. I've been married for just a year with a man that I've been on again, off again with for the last 12 years. During that time, I think that we are both really broken people. Both of us came from broken homes. Neither one of our parents really had the skills to take care of us. Both of my parents overdosed, one when I was 11, the other one just 3 years ago. And my husband's mom died alone, and they found her on his birthday, probably like 5 years ago. So I felt like our relationship was more based on us trying to be each other's, you know, strength and, you know, those kind of things. We know we were broken people, but we both loved each other and tried to make things work. Well, fast forward to three years, you know, my mom died. My son found my mom. She had overdosed. My son, the same one who found her, got killed by a drunk driver here in May.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
So I've had a lot of traumatic things happen in my life, but I've never let that stop me. I've been a nurse for almost 17 years. I work in cancer care. So I've always just tried to find the best in the worst situations, and that's what I was trying to do in my marriage. So my husband's been very unsupportive, very selfish. Within months of losing my son, I call him, where he feels like it's our son because of our history. But I've been the mom taking care of my children, you know, when he decided to leave and come back, all of those things. So he's just been very selfish in this process. We haven't talked for over a month. He's moved himself into a spare room of ours. His belongings have been packed in the garage for months. And I just feel like he's checked out on the marriage, even though he keeps saying, like, no, I'm in love with you and this and that. But everything is so one-sided. It's like his way or the highway. And I realize that I'm to blame for that because I've let it happen for so long. I am doing my own therapy. Thank you, Charlamagne, because you always encourage mental health. So I have been doing that. I have my therapist.
Amazing.
We actually were doing therapy together, but he decided not to. So I keep going. Mm-hmm. And my therapist, shout out to Jason Clopton here in Minneapolis. He's amazing. And he's been really helping me discover myself. Because what I did realize is I was focused on everybody else and not myself for so long. Being a mother to my kids, a nurse, you know, taking care of cancer patients, trying to be a new wife, trying to be a sister to my brother. We're the only two when my mom died, you know, dealing with the trauma everybody faced with that, and then the trauma of losing my son here in May from a drunk driver. I feel like I know the answer that I should leave my marriage, but I just kind of wanted to talk to some professional people outside of who I know, you know, to just see what they thought.
Well, I'm definitely not a professional. None of us up here are professionals, and it's good that you are getting professional help.
Well, we're late.
I did have one question. How do you think it makes him feel a way when you refer to the kids as your children and your son and not ours?
I think so, but this is the thing about my husband. I don't fault him or blame him in that. What I was trying to do is be patient and have us grow together. So when I say my son and my kids, it's because I feel like he created that space where he separated my children and his children. Even small right. things. Like, I would notice but when they were little. Like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I just think that to move forward, you are creating a separation now where he might not even be able to support you if you're not acknowledging the fact that maybe he has regrets about that also now, and he's not even able to express that. I mean, I completely understand what you're saying, but I'm just, you know, as an outside person, you're also creating a separation now when maybe it's a time for you guys to come together.
Well, I feel like that's what I've been trying to do. So by him, we can't communicate. Like, there's no, right. like, when I try to have a conversation with him, it's very one-sided. He always, like, literally last night, because I told him I was filing for a divorce, and I've given him copies of divorce papers to review. I've been trying to be very cordial, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know what his response was last night even? Not like, wife, how have you been? We haven't talked for a month. Or, you know, none of that. It was, I've been trying to teach you how to be the wife I need you to be for me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. how can you? You're so focused on yourself. I'm literally right. in survival mode by the moment. Trying to pick myself up, start businesses, you know. And he's not being helpful.
You know, it's hard because he's not doing the work on him. He's not doing the work on himself, and you can't be the only person doing the work. Exactly. And I know that you care about him and you want him to be a better person, whether or not you guys are together. And if he's not willing to come and do that work now, I can't even begin to understand or pretend to understand that I would know what it's like to have the loss that you've had in your life that both of you have had to experience. And I think it's commendable that you're even able to speak about it, because I know it's difficult for you. So, and I think it's great that you've been doing the work, but if he's not doing the work, I don't know how you can move forward if he's not going to make that commitment at least.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Even if he goes on his own without you to go to therapy, because it sounds like he needs that also. If he can't make that commitment, I don't know how you guys can move forward.
I don't either. But also, I wanted to ask you, Angela Yee, because I feel like I have the answers pertaining to my marriage. But like I said, I've been trying to reach you guys via inbox because I have started a foundation in my son's honor that got killed in May. Mm-hmm. He was an aspiring artist. His name is Mahdi Wayne Ahmad. He would have turned 23 in August. And when he saw my mom, he struggled with mental illness. You know, we discovered that he was having anxiety and depression and was kind of going down the wrong road. And before my son died, he was really working on creating a brand for himself and working on his music. I literally found a goal sheet written up in his handwriting that he was working on, you know, everything that he wanted to do. And part of it was his music. So I encourage people to go to SoundCloud and look up Mahdi Wayne. It's M-A-D-I Wayne, like Lil Wayne, his favorite artist.
Okay. All right, we'll definitely also check that out.
I Love Myself Foundation. It's called I Love Myself Foundation at Gmail, because we're trying to start mental health services in the state of Minnesota. You know, I don't know if y'all have heard, so many kids are killing each other on the north side and south side of Minneapolis, plus the riots and everything. It's been really crazy in Minnesota, but I'm trying to take my pain and make it a purpose to help people that were like my son. So I'm not trying to let my tragedy, and I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself. I just really want to move forward.
Well, you sound like an amazing person, and I feel like you have been able to handle what life has been given to you. I see great, amazing things for you. I appreciate you so much for sharing with us this morning. I hope that you continue to do the work on yourself. I'm hopeful that he will at least at some point come to the point where he's able to say, okay, I need to go and seek this professional help just for me to be a better person. Whether or not you guys decide to move forward, I think it's really great what you've been doing for yourself. And, you know, my heart goes out to you.
Okay. I appreciate it. If you have any suggestions how else I can get funding or help with my foundation and getting grants and things like that, I would appreciate it. Because I know.
Well, let's hold on the line. Let's get your.
Like me.
What's your Instagram so we can follow you?
I am Sweecy. It's S like Sam, W like White, E Edward, Cat, C like Charlie, Y.
This just confused me. I'm sorry. That confused me. Wait, SW.
Sweecy. S-W-E-E-C-Y 80 is my Instagram name. But business-wise, it's I Love Myself Foundation at Gmail. And that's the foundation name that my son was trying to create for himself before he died. So,
all right, I'm following you on Instagram now. We'll talk.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. God bless you guys. I'm so happy to get in touch with you guys. Charlamagne, you're doing amazing things. Keep talking about that mental health because it's so important, and I'm facing it every day, but I'm going to conquer it, and I'm going to not let it be something that holds me back. So I appreciate you encouraging that.
Thank you, Queen. I just want you to know it's perfectly okay to pray and go to therapy.
Oh, I'm doing both.
There you go.
I wouldn't be able to make it. There's no way. There's no way I'll be standing upright and going to go to work and take care of people that are fighting for their life. So I know I can do it.
Prayers up for you, Queen.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? What's your question for Yee?
Yo, first off, I want to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. I drive trucks and whatnot, so I listen to you guys every morning. But over this past week, my mom took my son to Vegas. I gave him over freaking 400-something bucks. So my son plays the Doom Buggy game, right? You know, see a Doom Buggy type of person, Doom Buggy, whatever. My mom was rushing to the airport, and he did it, and he hit her too hard, almost made him swerve off the road. She popped up, you know, said stop. So he texted his mom and said that he punched him, which is, I know how my mom pops my son. So apparently his mother is in Vegas, and she shows up at the airport screaming and yelling, causing a scene as she normally does. So she's all in my mom's face, talking, yelling, spitting. So my mom mushed her out of her face. She got all hyped up, ran back, and swung on my mom 2 times. Luckily, she missed. This whole scene pretty much called a scene, made my mom miss her flight and all this. I want to know what... She's corrupting my son, basically. I wanted some advice on what I should do because
Your baby, your
son's mother, so. You said, is corrupting your son. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
How is she corrupting your son?
She's just not raising him right. When she lied to the boy, like, she got him to the point with thinking that everything she buys him is, like, everything prior to top of the line. She go buy this boy a mask in the gas station, then tell him that she got it from Gucci type stuff. Like, she's just raising him non-realistically.
Right. So, but okay, what it sounds like to me here is that this is a parent problem and y'all need to learn how to talk to each other more, because I don't think this is anything that should involve your son. He needs just to see that both his parents love him, and this is not anything he should ever have to witness, you know? I think that you two need to have a better relationship with each other, because I'm sure, just like you're saying, she raises his wrong, she probably do the same thing about you, just because you guys aren't getting along with each other and communicating.
Honestly, I swear to God, we've tried it. I've just gotten to the point where, well, no one in my family wants to deal with her. I'm not even going to go through the bashing of expressing her background. I'm not going to do that. But no one wants to deal with her because of her background. She is not very reliable. We've tried the co-parenting thing, and every time I get ready to say, you know what, I'm going to just take you to court, and I'll go for full custody. She, oh, no, please don't take my baby, and blah, 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 blah. I've tried the co-parenting thing, and her attitude, I'm not sure. After we broke up, I've kind of just let her be. I'm not sure if she's on meds or what her issue is, but something's not right in the girl's head.
Well, the one thing I will say this is that the child, your son, is the number one priority. And whatever you have to do to make sure that your son is safe, you need to do it. If that means you feel like you need to go to court to get full custody, she would do the same, then you should do that. And if you feel like y'all need to go to together to co-parenting classes and figure out how y'all can communicate with each other or have a mediator, y'all need to do that. Somebody that can communicate. If you guys can't right now, communicate with each other. But remember that your son is always first, and whatever you have to do, that's your priority. If you have to swallow your pride sometimes just to keep the peace in front of your son, then you have to do that. But I would say if you feel like it's that serious, then yes, you absolutely should go to court. Who cares if she's crying about it or whatever? If that's what you feel like is necessary for your son, then you have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, because just pretty much is going to have to go, because she forgets basically that I have another child. And she just feels like my son is just the only priority that I should have. As I said, they, over this whole situation that they caused in this airport, made my mom miss her flight. The money that I gave my mom for her freaking to have to buy another flight was the money that I was saving for my daughter's birthday, which is next month. So her causing this freaking thing is just, she just messes up everything. She just, she don't think about nobody else but herself and Tristan, which I'm thinking of Tristan, but I have other obligations too, and I can't keep dishing and taking crap because she wants to be ignorant.
Yeah. You know, listen, and until y'all get to a better space and she gets herself together and y'all can communicate, you are going to have to be the bigger person, unfortunately. Or you're going to drive yourself crazy. Don't allow that to happen. Just remember, everything you got to do is for your kids.
True.
All right, well, I wish you so much luck, and I'm telling you, if you feel like you need to keep a track of these things because you might end up in court someday, I would highly recommend that you're the person that initiates that.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Lee. You sound so... I know you are. I get it. You over it. I get it.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and since we are discussing family and kids and baby moms, let's talk about Ryan Henry from Black Ink Chicago. His, I guess, former best friend is speaking out.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning!
What's happening?
Hey, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Black Ink Chicago? Ryan Henry? Yep.
Black Ink Chicago.
That's a Black Ink. Black Ink.
Spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
I just want to hear you.
Well, from Black Ink Crew Chicago, Ryan Henry's best friend, Anthony Lindsay, you know, he was on Instagram over the weekend, and he was saying that Ryan Henry was sleeping with his child's mother, his son's mother, and he found out via her text messages. Well, he just recently revealed how he even saw those text messages. Here he is.
And my son picks up her phone, and he says, I know mommy's cold. He opens her phone, and I went to the text, and the only thing I did was put Ryan's name in because I had suspicions. But I thought it was something wrong with me to be having suspicions. I'm like, he's the godfather of my son. I mean, why do I have these suspicions? But the first thing I did was type in Ryan's name, and a whole conversation came up.
Damn.
Right now, more in this interview on the Lionel B Show. Here is here he is talking more about the aftermath once he found those messages after his son, I guess, showed him the password, showing the messages on his mother's phone.
I beat cancer October the 23rd. We had a small get-together at Ryan's house. Ryan is on my right side, and she's on my left side.
Damn.
And I'm giving a speech thanking them for supporting me. And if you look at the video, look at Ryan's face, I can tell he's disturbed. If it happened once, say y'all was drunk, you don't know what happened. Even twice, and y'all, after that second time, we knew we were wrong and we hated it happen. I would have been willing to like work through that. But you guys had sex probably like over 20 times, a year and a half.
Damn, man. That's crazy. I just
Ryan hasn't said much about this yet. So right now these are his allegations. So Ryan hasn't really said too much. I guess we'll wait and see what he has to say in response. But that hurts.
Yeah, it does. That's my baby mom's. I had cancer. And you. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's not true.
Why are you growling?
Because it's just crazy. Could you imagine your man, one of your best friends, knock off your baby moms when you in the hospital with cancer? Like, that's not just like somebody you know. Like, that's your peoples. He said that was his best friend.
Why don't you just say that happened to you, too?
He's his son's godfather.
Definitely happened to me. Unless drama was knocked off. But you know what? Let me stop it.
That's your best friend?
Oh. Charlamagne is. No, wait. Dramos is. And Charlamagne. Never mind. Okay.
You're confused.
All right. I am confused. The LAPD, is investigating Dr. Dre's wife now for alleged embezzlement. Oh,
City boys, we up, baby! City boys, we up!
Oh, boy.
That is because she withdrew nearly $400,000 from the business account without authorization. So they believe that she stole this money, embezzled the cash, and now they are looking into these allegations. If she is brought up on charges, she could face time.
So she needed $2 million from Dre a month, and she was stealing money? Wow. This is just wow.
Well, by the way, it was both of their accounts, though.
I was going to say that. I was like, if you're married, is it stealing? You know what I mean? Like, if it's your account and you take money out, is it stealing?
She said she had a right to that money. Her name is on the account also. And she said that investigation is just a PR stunt and a smear campaign as she's trying to move forward with the divorce.
Your wife takes out money right now, Charlamagne. Is it stealing?
We're married.
They married.
No, we're getting
They're
a divorce.
They're married.
She's stealing. Yeah, she's getting a divorce, and she's asking for $2 million a month. She is definitely stealing.
Definitely stealing.
And it's her account also.
And I am happy Dr. Dre is getting away from that criminal.
911, okay. What's your emergency? My wife is stealing.
My soon-to-be ex-wife is stealing from me. Okay?
All right. Well, her daughter's about to come for you guys, okay, talking all this ish. You saw how she did 50. All right, Fabio Foran, we told you that he was arrested, and they're saying he's been charged with assaulting his pregnant girlfriend. So they said he is still being held in jail on charges. He assaulted his 24-year-old pregnant girlfriend over the weekend. Reportedly, he was arrested at his residence in Edgewater after the incident. According to reports, his girlfriend is pregnant with their second child. Now, she has responded. Her name is Jasmine Foran on Instagram. She said, thank you all so much for your kind words, but I would like to clarify a few things. I did not call the police on Fabio. I did not press charges, and I do not want the father of my children in jail. A situation happened in our home, and a nosy neighbor called the police. The police are who pressed charges, and in time, Fabio will be released of all charges. Thank you for respecting our privacy during this time.
Yeah, how can the police press charges on you because of something somebody said? Don't the police got to witness it or something?
Nah, if it's...
Doesn't the victim have to say that?
Yeah. Not in domestic violence. If it's domestic violence, they can arrest the parties if they see something that looks funny because just in case, a lot of times women don't press charges.
Mm-hmm.
So the police can do it instead.
Definitely happened to me before. It happened to you, right, Envy? But it did happen to me before.
No, definitely didn't happen
to me. I actually had a situation where my landlord, when I was younger, called the police because my boyfriend at the time was wilding out. And I did not want to press charges, and they did end up arresting him.
Did he hit you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, so you should have pressed charges. So they did the right thing.
But I would never have done that. I was like, I even said, I don't want to see him go to jail. I just want him to leave. The problem was that after they told him to leave, he came back.
He hit
and
you,
they
he
saw him outside.
Jail.
I wasn't opening the door. And he came back and then they arrested him. And they said, after that, it's out of your hands.
He hit you, you should go to jail.
I'm just telling you what happened. All right, Tamar Braxton is saying that her relationship with her ex wasn't terrible and that he was an amazing partner. Listen to this.
I really honestly appreciate my family, you know, all of a sudden speaking up for me. But I do feel compelled to say that it wasn't a terrible relationship. David was an amazing partner to me. He was an amazing stepdad to Logan. He wasn't a clout chaser. He wasn't trying to be on TV. And I don't feel like majority of the things that are being said is warranted, because what I went through this summer was very traumatic, and he was there for me every step of the way, even when most people were not.
Okay. And Eddie Murphy's Coming to America has been bought by Amazon.
God,
that deal is worth $125 million.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Eddie Murphy. God damn it. By the way, that's the future. I would much rather be at home watching Coming to America 2 on the streaming service, okay? Comes out December 18th.
Well, yeah, the expected streaming date is December 18th, and there you have it.
And it cost $28 million to make, and they made they already sold it for $125 million. Man, please. Salute to Eddie Murphy. Salute to Arsenio, everybody involved in Coming to America 2. Lunell, Tracy Morgan. I can't wait to watch.
Wait to see
that
it
is
too.
Going to be an event.
I agree.
Get me a dashiki.
All right.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. And the People's Choice mixes up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Listen, man, I want to salute to the good brother Killer Mike. Tonight, he is receiving the first ever Billboard Changemaker Award. It's airing tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC. That
yes.
man is so deserving. And salute to the good brother Royce Da5'9". He is launching his new charitable foundation, the Ryan Montgomery Foundation, today in downtown Detroit at the Hart Plaza, 4 to 6 p.m. And Royce's foundation is to combat the stigmas against seeking mental health treatment and help. It helps to provide care to people in need. So salute to both of those brothers,
absolutely.
Man. Killer Mike, Royce Da5'9", two black men I love, value, and appreciate.
All right, now when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Listen, man, the positive note is simply this. No matter how long you have traveled in the wrong direction, you can always turn around.
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.